Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dragons v Warriors. Look, Dragons, we have to say, well, I have to say personally, I can't speak for you guys, Hook got it right with Ramsey. I was a very surprised at the call. I thought that Ramsey, and look, it is just one game, but in my opinion before this game, I thought Ramsey was a winger, straight out winger. I didn't see him as a fullback. If he continues playing like this, fuck, he's a long-term fullback. If he keeps playing like this, I thought he was incredible under the high ball. I thought his line break where he gassed the centre and they, you know, and then backed up and I think he scored or set up the try for the try assist after that. Ramsey was absolutely fantastic and Anthony Griffin deserves the raps. He made the choice.
I've got a list at home of just shit that Hook does that makes no sense to me that somehow works.
Yeah.
Add this one to it. He was my fullback of the week.
Yeah.
I thought it was a huge mistake. I still feel sorry for Sloan. I still think it's very harsh on him.
Yeah, I still don't think it's the best way to handle Sloan, for sure. But at the end of the day, you're in the business of winning.
Yep.
And Ray Ramsey was fantastic. What do you think, Timmy?
Yeah, poor old Sloan's demoralised till the next about 2025 after the back of in-out. But hopefully he bounces back well to New South Wales Cup in coming months. Cody Ramsey, yeah, did not see that coming at all. I thought he was an out-and-out winger at best. And he was terrific. I think he's been trying to get him a run there, Hook, for some time now, but things like the emergence of Sloan and a couple of other factors, Ramsey's been injured at times, haven't allowed it, and he's taken the opportunity with open arms. The question now is, as you said, can he do it back-to-back games? Was it a one-week flash in the pan? We'll find out in the next few rounds, but very exciting for the Dragons to see a fullback come in there and really own it and dominate.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to Moses Suli, man. He was nearly in my team of the week. Only reason I went Lomax is because he had those two tries. If not, it would have been Suli. He's coming out of trouble runs. Fucking outstanding. He's playing outstanding footy. And he's proving, you know, everyone in their mind had like, the one thing with Suli is like, is he going to be consistent? Like, is he going to find that form where he's playing week in, week out? I think he went through quite a lot in the years where he came into first grade and I think he was at the Tigers and I think he was at the Dogs for a week. I think he had a lot of personal things going on with his family, like either sickness or people passing away very close to him. And so sometimes that can linger for years and years and they never really recover. But right now, looking at it, Suli is turning into the player that we all hoped he would be. He's one of the most consistent outside backs in the comp right now. Massive shout out to him. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought with Suli, you know, I actually thought there was a couple of tries that Valia scored where the ball went up and there was tap downs. I personally thought Suli could have done a bit more on those plays. And I after the second one went through, like the camera just flashed past Suli and you could see how disappointed he was. Mm. And like the old Suli, if he had one or two things go against him like that,
you're not seeing him again.
See, yeah. Like you're probably better off not having him on the field. But he bounced back. The boys got around him too, which I think is a great sign at the Dragons. And yeah, I think he's been great. I think the other centre, Lomax, I think one of you had him in your team of the week. Yeah, as soon as you said it, I looked back, I thought, fuck, he brained it.
Yeah.
Lomax, mate. The other winger that
Faye Guy.
Oh, fuck. How good. He just...
Mate, him getting out of that fucking in goal, not the Lomax one, in the first half, I'm telling you, Fagai is special and his athletic ability is akin to RTS. You know, now, he may not reach the heights, but the way he moves is electric.
He just has two touches every week where you sit there and go, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, that's different.
Yeah.
Like,
just one of them blokes where you just go, just wish you had a twin brother. Imagine if there was two.
Mate, yeah, Fagai is special, man.
Had that up your sleeve for a while?
and the special thing about Fagai is, like, we're not really even getting close to his potential yet. Yep. We're not even seeing close to where he's going to go. Mate, the first time I laid eyes on Fagai in first grade, I was like, there's something about him. Just the way he moves, his step, his speed, his strength in contact. He's going to be something special, I think.
They'll do well to hold on to him. I think a lot of
I don't know how they do hold on with him. Because there's going to be a lot of clubs that could use a guy like Fagai in their back line. When you've got guys like Revelawa, Lomax, Suli, I don't know how you can keep a guy like Fagai, because Fagai, he's the guy. He can be the best back in your back line, in my opinion. So it's going to be interesting. Now, maybe the fact that he has a twin brother that is also at the club, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Max.
Helps keep him there, but he's impressive. I thought Amone was great as well. His defence was a lot more solid than what it was previous weeks. His attack was outstanding with two try assists. Look, the Dragons did what you wanted. Like, when Hook was preparing his team, they played exactly like that. Gritty, tough, got the job done. And look, are they going to play finals footy? I think the resurgence or whatever of Broncos, Sharks and Cowboys has made that eight super hard to get into. But when you look at the points, they are actually on equal points. They're on 10 points as well as, Rabbitohs are on 10 points. And so the only thing that separates them and the Rabbitohs is points differential. So in their defence, they're still there. They're there or thereabouts, which is a really good position to be in, because the Dragons, everyone talks so much in the offseason about they haven't recruited well, they've gone all like, old guys and veterans and that money ball approach. But in reality, they're in within striking distance with the eight, and their next game is Canterbury and then a bye.
Yeah, well, they go Canterbury, bye, then they got Cowboys, Bunnies, Raiders, Brisbane. So they got, and then Roosters. So they,
well, Bunnies, Raiders, and Brisbane, they're winnable games for them.
They're winnable, yeah.
Like, really winnable. Like, Raiders and Bunnies are on the same points as them. Like, right.
But for two, maybe three of those games, you've got to remember, I don't think they're going to have Ben Hunt.
Yeah, he'll be off the bench for sure. Yeah, sure.
So
Bud
sure
Sullivan, I can't wait to see him get a crack at seven.
Yeah,
it will
be great. Yeah.
So, look, although it hasn't been as good as I hoped the year would be, they're still within striking distance, and that's really all that matters.
They play the Rabbitohs and the Raiders both at Wynn Stadium too.
Yeah. They rack up a few. They go 3 from 4 here. They're in the eight. And also, the good thing is they're playing two teams that are also on the same points as them. So they get those points. They land in the eight. Where do you think the Dragon season is right now?
I'm a bit harsher on the Dragons than a lot of people out there. I didn't have a lot of expectation for them coming into the season. I thought they were, again, a team with so much youth that, a bit like the Dogs, they're further down the track than the Dogs are in their plans, but more aiming at 2023 and sort of seeing these combinations come together. I don't see them playing top eight footy, and I think if they can finish sort of 9th to 12th, I think that'd be a good season for them. As you mentioned, earlier in the year, and we thought sort of 6th to 8th to be up for grabs in the eight, with the emergence of the Sharks and Broncos and Cowboys, that is just not the case, I don't think.
They were I didn't expect them to make the eight. They were my smoky to make the eight, but I didn't expect Cowboys, Broncos to be as good as they were.
And they're just... 1-5, lost 6. Not a lot of pretty wins, a lot of tight wins, but, sometimes that's all you ask for as a coach. Like, oh, we're slowly putting it together, but we're finding ways to put 2 points on the board, whereas a lot of other clubs aren't and are losing tough games. So it shows some resilience in the roster that they can get a job done, even if it's ugly. It'll take them a long way. As I said, I don't see them as a top 8 side, but they're thereabouts.
Yeah. It's look, I just give them credit where credit's due, where, compared to other clubs, for example, the Titans right now, you look at the Knights, the Dragons have managed to deliver on about where you think they would deliver on. So I think you've got to give them that credit. Also, they weren't in the best position when Hook took over. Like, yeah. they were in a pretty rough position. So, will they make the eight? I don't know, but at least they've given themselves an opportunity to make the eight.
And I know people don't like the hypotheticals, but when you look back at the start of the season, fuck, they had some crucial sin bins at crucial times.
That's Jaden Sewell one against the Penrith.
Like, Sewell had about three in the first 5 weeks, yeah. and two of them I thought were pretty fucking bang average, to be honest with you. Like, there was the one against the Sharks in the pissing rain where that turned the game on its head. That, they were in that one with the Sharkies. I think there was one against Penrith as well, which they were in that game as well. So it's going to happen in rugby league.
Yeah.
Is what it is, but...
I guess it just, when we talk about like what could have gone either way, it's just putting into perspective of like, yes, they're sitting 11th on the table,
yeah.
but they're not as far away.
Miles away.
Yeah, they're not miles away. Whereas like, for example, the Tigers are a perfect example because although they're still sitting 14th, the style of footy they've played since Hastings has come is totally different. So even though they're not getting the wins, you can see something being built there. So they're actually, like, I don't believe Tigers right now are playing 14th place footy. Like, I really don't.
No.
So even though they are 14th. So look, Dragons, Ramsey, if he's the guy, he's the guy. You know, fuck, how good. That's great for the club. I think outside of that, Benny Hunt, like, I want plenty of people to win the Dally M, but if Benny Hunt wins the Dally M, that will make me so happy. A guy that was unfairly maligned for one mistake in one crucial... No one ever talks about the fact that they scored on the buzzer and three people missed tackles or whatever. Imagine the redemption. If
he could... fact that they weren't a top eight team if he wasn't in the team.
Yeah, but exactly. Anyway. But imagine the redemption arc if Benny Hunt can... And he's currently sitting, what'd you say, equal third?
Third, I think it was, yeah.
So he's currently sitting equal third.
I think he's second, actually. I think he's equal with Nico Hines.
So he's equal second with Hines.
Yeah.
Imagine if he wins a Dally
M. Look at the season Hines is having.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
A team that is flying.
Flying. So Benny Hunt, hats off to you. I think that what I love about the Benny Hunt situation is you would be very hard to find a Dragons fan that isn't a fan of Ben Hunt now. Yeah. I think there's a couple of years where he's on the big contract, very easy to blame Ben Hunt. I think a lot of Dragons fans have come around to him. Do you get the same feeling, Timmy?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's something narrative that we speak about over and over again, but the whole Milford Hunt, who was held, who let go of, where they went from there and that. And Benny Hunt, you know, whether Dragons are probably getting the results they want from a big money player. Every club has big money players. Doesn't mean every team finishes top four every season. And what he does week in, week out for them, it's clearly won fans over. And thank Christ for that because he deserves it.
I love when you see one of their forwards get on the front foot and Hunt just sprints into dummy half. Yeah. He goes, I just need the ball now.
Yeah.
just come with me. I love it.
I don't think people really appreciate the amount of vitriol Benny Hunt took over those years. Like, I don't think he has social media or anything like that to the point where he doesn't really engage that much in that environment because it is so vitriolic. So to see him fight through that and win the hearts and minds of Dragons fans, good on him. I mean, I had something to do with Brucey when he was coming through. I was at the Broncos. Absolutely love Bruce. Great bloke. Now, onto the Warriors. What do we think, boys? Sean Johnson, mixed bag if I ever saw it. Mixed bag if I ever saw it. Drops the ball off the kickoff. But then without Sean Johnson, there's no way they're even in the game. There's no way they're even in the game. So very mixed bag. Adam Fanua Blake running over 200 metres, no surprise. Look, I think Arcee has a lot of potential. I think he's a good ball running six, bigger body. I thought Watani Zalesniak didn't stop trying. No matter what, I thought a lot of his tap-ins were fantastic. Tohu Harris, you know, back playing 13, runs for 155 metres, 35 tackles in his second game back. I think that was like pretty amazing, actually, second game back to do something like that. In saying all that, I'm getting concerned for the Warriors.
They do so many things every week that you think, oh, they should lose by 40 doing this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And they just don't. I don't know how they manage to lose every game by, you know, 8 to 10 points or whatever it is. They just... Like, they kicked off, Sean Johnson knocked on. There was another try later where they did score some... Like, at the end of the day, they scored two of their tries off tap backs, off kicks. Mm. Like, and like they've done that a lot this season. Score a lot of tries off kicks that sort of become a bit of a lottery. They were well-placed kicks and stuff, no doubt about it, but I don't think you want to be relying on that sort of...
Yeah.
Those sort of moments. So it was another after they scored a try. I'm pretty sure it was Sean Johnson or Arcee, one of the two, kicked out on the full. Just an absolute... killer for this side, but they still managed to hang in there. We spoke about it earlier. If Walsh was sin binned, I think the Dragons could have won this by a heap, which he should have been.
I just think they're so light in their centres, outside backs. I think it really is starting to hurt them.
Yeah, I think they're really missing Josh Curran too. Yeah. I think they're also missing Egan. They waste two spots on getting two hookers.
Yeah.
That are doing a job, but and I don't think Egan is an outstanding hooker either, but he's just consistent and solid.
We can build with him. Yeah, you get the combinations there. I just think with this, I think Pompey has got a huge, a solid future, and Viliami Vailea, they've both got a lot of potential for sure. I just think putting so many green guys in. We saw, for example, with the Niue Knights, how much of a difference does it make when Dane Gagai's in that side? And I think that the Warriors have underestimated how important it is to have at least one experienced outside back there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know it's frustrating as a Warriors fan to hear this, but, like, if you had Hiku or Herbert there, I think it's a bit of a different story.
I think you said it last week when you compare their scramble defence compared to the Panthers. Like, when you watch the Panthers' edge, whenever the Roosters, and we'll talk about them in a minute, but there's just bodies everywhere.
Mm.
The Warriors, it looks like the ball goes past them and they go,
my job's done.
If they come back, I'll be here.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't dare step back inside because I will whack you.
Just to put this in perspective, boys, and I hate singling out outside backs because I know how hard it is, but Vailea, apologies if I'm getting that wrong, 8 tackles, 7 missed.
Yeah.
Adam Pompey, 8 tackles, 8 missed. So that's their two centres. And they've got so much potential in attack. It's just when you've got both sides like that, you just need one at least to shore everything up or even like to teach them, because right now, like, it's not a lack of effort. They rip and tear. They're not scared of contact. They're actually some of the better ball running centers in the comp. But when you see that amount of missed tackles, you go, you know, what's happening out there? Is it communication? Is it they're shooting in or not in or whatever? And if they can sort that, they become good quality centres. I mean, you look at Vailea's attacking stats, 2 tries, a try assist, 100 metres, 3 tackle breaks and a line break assist. Like, that's a great game. You look at Pompey, 167 metres, 58 post-contact. Like, so attacking-wise, they're great. It's just defensively just a bit loose at the moment.
It's what worries me with the Warriors. I feel like in the last 2 years, everything that was going on, they'd come so far. They look so resilient. And then the last few weeks, just as it looks like they're going back to New Zealand, it's like they're falling into old habits a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, man. No, I agree. It does look like a little bit of the Warriors of old where one week they're great, next week it's like, what's happening?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, if there is one team we have to cut slack, it is the Warriors.
Yeah.
We have to remember that guys like Pompey, Vailea, you've got Tavanga, you've got Murdoch Masilla, Tohu Harris. Like, these boys have been away from, and a lot of people say, yeah, but they've got their, you know, their close family living with them, but it's the family network as well that they miss over there. On top of that, you know, Māori culture and Polynesian culture, like, family is very, very important to these guys. So I'm sure they're missing, like, they've got to be missing home.
100%.
They've got to be missing home. Yeah. So it's hard to be too harsh on the Warriors when they've been away for so long, you know? But that's, you know, New Zealand Warriors fans, they're not sitting there going, oh, yeah, that's all good, we can just keep losing. Like, they want
to
get
wins. That's the thing. And, like, every Warriors fan I talk to, they're sort of at the point where they're like, we know we've done it tough, we appreciate what you've all been saying, but we should be better than what we are now.
Yeah, which is fair.
And then, unfortunately, it's like you look at the side and go, yeah, they've got key ins with Tohu back, getting back to decent minutes, 2 games. Mm. Josh Curran will be a huge in, you mentioned before. But losing Matty Lodge and AFB potentially for the season, in the space of a week, they're 2 strike front rowers. Not only do they, like you said, AFB ran for over 200 metres on the weekend, but they're blokes who, they have a rare ability for front rowers to play big minutes. If there's injuries in the pack or whatever and they need them to step up and do it, they can play 65-70 and maintain quality throughout that entire period. So without them two, you know, Tohu Harris probably shifts to the front. Now he's a big boy. He's not a massive boy compared to those two. Oh, geez, it's pretty grim.
And they've got other good front rowers there, but none of them are ready to be the guy.
Lodge and Fenua Blake, on their day, duo-wise, are right up there, tippity-tippity top of the NRL. Like, Adam Fenua Blake, if you said he's the best front row in the comp, I would say I'd probably put him top three, but I totally respect. That's a reasonable opinion to have. You know, you add that onto Lodge, I'm trying to think of another front row combination. Like, they're right up there with every... Name another good combination. Leota.
Oh, I was about to say, name another team where both of them don't start.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. they would walk straight into
pretty much. Yeah, like, the only one I can think of is, like, Leota and Fisher-Harris. Fenua Blake and Lodge against Leota and Fisher-Harris, I think that's a fair battle. Hmm. Like, I think that's a fair battle. Now, Fisher-Harris is being, you know, he's a premiership winning, but they're not that far off. So to lose those two guys, fuck, it's a big loss.
It's a big, like, intimidation loss too.
Yeah, massive.
Through the middle. Sure. Like, you're losing your big two alphas there.
Yeah.
You know, now you look around and, you know, the team belongs to Sean Johnson and Reece Walsh, and SJ is, like, he's not in great form. Let's call it what it is, unfortunately.
I mean, he had a try, two try assists. I know it was up and down, but there's mixed bag.
He had a good game on paper.
Yeah.
But... yeah.
You want to be winning games.
Especially, it's Sean Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the better.
If he was a rookie coming in and did that, you'd go, oh, it's a good knock, but it's SJ. You expect more out of him.
Yeah, look, interesting time for the Warriors. I do think that if their outside backs, we're sure the outside backs up a little bit, I do think the game result is a little bit different. So hopefully they can work on their D. And look, all rookies go through this, man. Look at Harry Grant, for example. Like, defensively, sometimes he can have weeks where he misses a few tackles. And Harry Grant is literally one of the best nines I've ever seen play rugby league. Like,
Valera as well, you got to remember. Like, he played rugby league last year. They signed him from Union. He hasn't played much rugby league.
Which explains a lot.
And you put him into a starting centre spot. Yeah. Like, he's very green. It's a tough gig.
Yeah. So hopefully they can bounce back.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.